for, well, almost 20 years now. So we go way back, and as long as I've known this man, he's been someone who spends his life in prayer. He spends his life seeking after the heart of God. And I know he wouldn't be up here speaking if he didn't have something straight from the throne room. So I'd like to welcome Dominic.
Can you do that? Yeah. Okay, I want to make sure. Justin, you are a man of God. We were roommates, and this guy, he'd be the first one up in the morning praying in tongues. I'm like, oh, God. He's waking me up. Okay, I got to pray too. So, I'm not going to cut you any slack. So maybe you can come up for 5:45, join us. All right. I would like to introduce to you my beautiful wife for just a moment. She has something she wants to share. Danielle, my beautiful, beautiful wife.
Hello, I'm Danielle. This is my wonderful husband. I'm so grateful for him. God gave me him. He gave me him with his hand. I had my whole church praying. I had my friends praying, my family praying for a man of God to enter my life. And here comes Dominic. So I'm so grateful for you, honey. So I just want to talk a little bit about how I got saved when I was 17. It was a crazy, wonderful experience. So I'll just share real quick. I'm not going to be long. So I basically was a really rebellious teenager. I drank and smoked cigarettes. Ooh, I know that's really bad. But it's kind of crazy to stay in church because, you know, it's just super bad. Well, I did all that. And I was just so, one day I woke up like something's wrong. Nothing would work. I tried jogging, going on the internet, writing my reports, doing everything. And I looked at the dusty Bible that I had. I was 17 years old. It was a dusty Bible in my closet. And I said, I'm just going to pick it up and read one verse and see what happens. I picked it up. I sat on my bed. I read one verse and read. Don't know which one it was, but I have it marked down somewhere. It was anything from the Word of God is powerful, by the way. So read one verse and instantly I went through deliverance. Something flew off of me. And it was like 10,000 pounds lifted from my shoulders, and I began to pray in tongues, and I began to cry, and it was God. God touched me with his hand all by myself in my room because I wouldn't go to church. I wouldn't go to church. I was so, like, over religion. I was over the things that tried to bind me up and keep me bound. I just wanted to be free. I wanted to be a free spirit, and God did that for me, and I'm not special. He'll do it for you. He's not only doing it for me, he's going to do it for you, and that's what I want to say. So, and then I went to Bible college, I met Justin and Mike, and they were my teachers, and I didn't meet Dominic yet, but I eventually met him kind of through them in a roundabout way, so it's kind of special how we're up here. So anyways, it was all about the bridegroom pursuing the bride, and I am the bride of Christ, you are the bride of Christ, and he's coming after us as the church. And God came after me. He pursued me. He came after me. And he followed me. The reckless love of God chases you. It doesn't matter what you've done. You could have drug abuse. You could have alcohol abuse. You can have just immoral things. It doesn't matter. God, come to church as you are. Come to the hospital to get well. This is the spiritual hospital. God wants to get us well and whole today, and he's willing to meet needs today. Whatever your need is, just open your heart to the Lord Jesus. He's there. He's so powerful. He's so mighty. He's going to heal your hearts today. So, Lord, we just pray for an outpouring of your spirit today, God. We just pray for your mighty hand of victory to sweep over this place. God, we're going to treat this moment like it's our last, God. We just want more of you, God. We want more of your spirit, God. We want to be hungry and on fire for you, God. We break down the walls around our heart right now. We just break down those walls, and we want you to flood in, Lord Jesus. Flood in with your might and your power. Holy Spirit, sweep through this place, God, with your love. It's your love that chases us down, Lord. Thank you, God. So, Lord, I just thank God for my husband. And I thank God for this church. I thank God that he was the bridegroom and he chased after me. And then Dominic came after me. And then I said yes. And so that's it. God's so powerful. He's going to do something wonderful. And I'm so excited. I don't care what circumstances say. I don't care that things are getting shut down, that Newsom thinks he's the king of California. I don't care. I don't care. God's the king. God's the king. He's the king. He's the king. So Jesus, have your way. Have your way, Lord. You're so good. You come down when it's the blackest. When I was 17, I felt black all over me. Oh, and by the way, one more thing. My mom was praying for me, by the way. There is power in praying, Mama. Do not give up. My mom's prayers chased me down. They chased me down and found me. There is so much power in praying, parent. So I just, and I ran into my mom and told her what happened. She said, my baby, I've been praying for you all these years. Thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you, Mom. Thank you. I called up all my Christian friends, said, I just got saved radically. And they were like all happy. So it was just, it was the best thing ever. And God's done that to me throughout. Even that was, 20 years ago now, almost. And he keeps doing that. So he's going to do that for you. I'm not special. He's going to do that for all of you. So thank you.
I am on the edge of my seat for Jesus. I can't stand still. I can't sit still, and that's okay. Listen, prayer changes things. I can feel Wes and Vicky's testimony in the spirit. I can feel it, what happened. So I don't know what it is, but we need to sit down. You need to tell me what happened. I'm telling you guys, you need to pray. You need to pray and give your heart to Jesus. I'm talking, I don't care if you're saved already. You need to crack your chest open like an egg and let it pour out before him. Okay? Let him inspect you. Let him shine a light upon your heart. And I'm telling you, you will not regret it. He is welcoming you with open arms. And there are prodigals in this room today. There are prodigals that are out there, and they have come, and they're turning their feet back to the Father. Hallelujah. This is all about a wedding. The whole thing has been about a wedding. When God made Adam, he made him. It was beautiful. It was perfect. And he said, I'm going to put in you a desire so you can know my desire. I'm going to put in you a desire for a woman. And it's not good that you're alone. And I'm going to give it to her. I'm going to give you to her. And everything that you do is going to be about you working together as a team to accomplish the will of the Father. I want you to name stuff. I want you to do stuff. I want you to multiply together. You can't accomplish my will without you. I'm telling you, Jesus is not done. There's still a lot of work to be done because his bride is still here, all right? And she's got a few spots and blemishes, and he wants to wash her. He wants to wash her. So first order of business, can you put up that picture? I think Rembrandt has a picture of the prodigal son. I want you to put that picture up, okay? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Yeah. Okay, listen, right now, you are the music of heaven. Everybody stand to your feet and give him the deepness of your heart. Everybody right now. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There are people in this room. You just need to, you know what? That block right now that's you feel is separating you, that little sickness in your stomach, I want you right now just to confess it in your heart and say, Jesus, I let it go. I don't want nothing to separate me from you. I'm tired of eating the pig's food. I'm tired of eating the pig's food. I want to come closer to you. I may have known you, but I want to know you more. I'm letting go of those things that separated me from you. Just let it go right now. Oh, give him the love in your heart. Just say it. You do love him. I love you, Father. I'm coming back. You are so good. Sorry. I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry. I repent. Just turn your hearts to God. You're going to feel his goodness come to you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, you are the greatest thing since sliced bread. I give you all my heart. I give you all my affection, all my attention. Oh, let that blackness just disappear. Lord, just let shine your light. Shine the goodness of your face upon your people. It'll break. It'll break. You need to keep going. Come on. Give it to them. Oh, hallelujah, Father. We just give you love and attention and majesty right now. Everything is yours. We were made for you and we return to you. And we will spend for eternity with you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lift it up. Lift it up. Lift it up. Lift it up. Hallelujah, Lord. I just commanded depression to go. That dark heaviness, go, chains, break in the name of Jesus. Doubt and fear, go. Anxiety, go. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, right now, if you have any unforgiveness in your heart to anyone, family members, friends, even ministers of the gospel, let it go right now. Oh, we will have nothing separating us from you, Jesus. Nothing separating us from you. Oh, Holy Spirit, just wash your bride right now. Wash over her. Wash over her. Wash over her. Wash over her. Wash. Wash. This is an altar right here. Get out of your mind. Stay in the spirit. Stay in your spirit. Altar of fire. Coals of fire. Coals of fire. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's always been about a wedding. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. If you feel like you need to return, if you need to turn your feet to the Father, come home. I guarantee you He is going to run and meet you. Lord, you're going to put a robe upon their back, a ring on their finger, sandals on their feet, and slay the fatted calf. We're going to have a party. I want you to come forward to the altar right now. Jesus said, if you confess me before men, I will confess you before the Father. If you deny me before men, I will deny you. Come forward, O prodigal. Come forward. Come forward. Everybody just pray right now. Call the prodigals back home right now. Come forward. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus. Oh. Listen, listen. It's okay. It's okay. The shame, Jesus took it. He took the shame. Yeah. Listen, you can be free. You can be free of all sexual immorality. You can be free of all alcoholism. Some of you drink too much. Some of you drink too much alcohol. And it is inebriating you in the flesh. Some of you are spending too much time watching things you should not be watching. And we just right now offer a washing and a cleansing of that right now. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. This whole thing is about a wedding. This whole thing is about a... man, Holy Spirit. There's a cleansing fire coming over the congregation right now. There's a cleansing fire coming over this congregation. Turn your feet home. Make the return. Begin the walk back home. Begin the road back home. It's okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let it go. You're welcome. You are welcome back home. All right. All right. All right. All right. Listen up. Can I have Matthew 25 up on the screen? The 10 virgins. You can sit if you'd like. But let me tell you something. This whole thing has been about a wedding. The whole thing has been about Jesus and His desire for you. Oh, hallelujah. The whole thing has been about a wedding. Do you know that there are more scriptures about Jesus' second coming than His first coming? It's about three times. three times the number of scriptures about us. You don't believe me? Go ahead and do your research. Google it. Fact check me. There are more scriptures about the return of Jesus than his first coming. This is a big deal. The grand event of all the creation is the bridegroom coming for his bride. The greatest turmoil and the greatest problem any man and woman can have, the greatest event, the grandest thing that you can imagine is, who's going to be my wife? Who's going to be my spouse? Who's going to be my husband? So that I can multiply. This is a desire in every single one of us. And if some people are gifted to not have this, that desire, Jesus says, to every man his gift. Some people, they're just going to be eunuchs. But you know what they're going to do with that? They're going to multiply. They're still going to multiply. It's for the kingdom of God. Like Paul said, to each man his gift. But that's a very rare gift. We are all designed to have a desire because God has that desire. Understand that the connection between a bride and the bridegroom is deep. And I just want to bring you that revelation right now. Everybody in this church should read the book of Revelation at least a couple of times. If you have not read, this is the only book of the Bible that there is a blessing attached to it. Fact check me, please. This is the only book of the Bible that says, blessed is he who reads this. You better get on the ball. Because there is a blessing that you know your eyes are now focused. You understand why the Lord wants to bless America. It's not to give you your comfortable American lifestyle. It's not. We're not going to return to what it was. You know what's going to happen when we get America back? We are going to be on fire. And what are you going to do with that fire? You are going to not let the grass grow on beneath your feet. You are going to go and preach the gospel to the ends of the earth. Why? Because that is the sign of Jesus' return. He said, this gospel must be preached to the ends of the earth, and then the end will come. Understand that this is why you are born, for such a time as this. Reset our focus, Holy Spirit, this morning. I bring a gallon of eye salve this morning for your people. A gallon of eye salve. Open their eyes. Open their eyes. Open their eyes. Everybody just receive that right now. Just accept that right now. Just accept the eye-opening revelation of the fact that Jesus is what it has always been about. The return of the bridegroom and your desire for him and his desire for you. Everything else is going to get burned up. Nothing else is going to last. You ever heard two crazy people in love say, I don't need anything but you, just your love. It's okay, we mock it, but you know what? That's in them because that's a pure desire of God's heart and your heart. I'm telling you, Christ and the church, the bride and the bridegroom, 10 virgins. What was the difference between 5 foolish and 5 wise? The 5 had oil. They carried oil with them. I see angels coming this morning with vials of oil, and all you have to do is accept that. If you need oil this morning. I'm telling you, this is what happened. What happened? What happened? They heard the voice. Someone crying and saying, the bridegroom is coming. Get ready. Do you hear a voice saying the bridegroom is coming? Get ready. Jesus is coming soon. Very, 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 very soon. Very soon. He's coming. And this is your opportunity. What did the 5 foolish say to the 5 wise that had oil when they heard the voice of the bridegroom? The 5 foolish said, give me some of your oil. And the wise said, no, no, no. This is a personal thing. I can't give you my oil. I can't believe for you. I can't walk your life out for you. I can't have fire for you. I can't have revelation for you. You got to have it on your own. This is a personal thing. This oil has my name on it, and it only burns in me. This is my oil. I can't give it to you, even if I could. Even if I wanted to. You got to get your own. Okay, so they went and they purchased oil, but it was too late. The bridegroom was already coming. This is your chance to purchase oil right now. To go and buy oil from those who sell. That's what they said. Go and do that. So the five went and did that. But they did it when it was too late. This is God's love for you. That he would wreck my heart and Danielle's heart. And he would completely invade our lives. And say, hey, I need you to go give my people oil before it's too late. And I am here to sell you some oil. How much does it cost for a love gift? No, I'm kidding. No. Reach out your hand. Reach out the arm of faith. Just open your hands and receive this morning. Oh, this is oil. This is fire coming upon you this morning. Oil. Okay. Why do we need oil? What do you need oil for? For what? What do the lamps burn with?
Oil.
For the lamps to burn fire. What was the lamp used for?
Light.
To what? See. Father, open their eyes that they can see. Give them oil so their lamps burn brightly. The fire of God is here this morning. And anyone who has no oil, it'll just pass over you. Get the revelation. What is the oil? The revelation and the understanding of the magnitude and the importance of the bridegroom coming. Of the bridegroom is coming for you. The bridegroom is coming for you. You need to finish your course. You need fire in your life. And I'm telling you, this fire is going to catalyze every reaction inside of you that burns for Jesus Christ. Everything you're supposed to be, everything you're supposed to do gets burned, gets set ablaze by the fire of God when you have oil in your heart. Okay, I'm going to invite everybody right now that wants oil to stand to your feet. Right now, if you want the oil of God, reach out with the arm of faith and accept the oil of God. He is going to burn brightly, burn brightly, burn brightly, burn brightly. I release you, Holy Ghost. There it is. I want every mama to lift your hands. I want the kids to see you burn for Jesus. Do not take your eyes off Jesus for them. The Holy Ghost will take care of them right now. But don't let them, have wisdom. But God is saying he wants you to focus on him right now. And let that baby see you. Mama loves Jesus. Daddy loves Jesus. Yeah. I feel the excuses melting away right now. Thank you, Lord. The excuses are melting away. Why you haven't burned. Here's your oil. Jesus is saying, I want my bride. I want her. Holy Spirit, touch people this morning. Fire burn this morning in every heart this morning. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is a very special fire for the worship team this morning. Yeah. Every instrument player, every worshiper. sons of Asaph, the Levites, the Levitical ministers. You minister unto the Lord, and we just follow. You lead us into ministering to the Lord. Understand, ministers, you know what? Make a line right here. Danielle, there's somebody in here burning on fire, and you can barely contain it. You feel like you're going to jump out of your skin. God needs that fire, and I ask you to come up. You're going to help us pray for, I don't know who you are, you're somebody in here right now, but I want, that's Patrick and Justin and the Kayla, the drummer boys, just come right now. There is a special fire and anointing right now that God has for you. There's the high priest, Asaph. They were called the sons of Asaph. Hallelujah. And David said, at great, great expense to me, I built this tabernacle to minister unto the Lord. And he wanted every person to be inspired by the heart of the Levites to give everything they had unto Jesus without holding back. Resources, internal and external resources, were spent. And it went round the clock. It was 24 hours. There were 24 leaders, 12 leaders, and they went 2 hours apiece. There was such a great, powerful anointing, and the glory filled the tabernacle. And David would just rejoice and say, let's go pray and worship unto the Lord. I'm telling you, and then Amos said, I will restore the tabernacle of David. And God is anointing these Levites today. A great, powerful anointing. You guys are on fire. I want you to stretch your hands out to these Levites today. And I want to see this fire just crack their hearts open like an egg and let it be poured out to you, Jesus. Oh, squeeze the oil from their hearts, oh God, and set it ablaze. Let their fire for you inspire us to give 100% of everything we have inside of our hearts and give it up to you, oh Jesus. The only one who's worthy, Jesus. This is all for you. The 24 elders and the four creatures that worshiping before your throne. Jesus is there in the midst of the throne. Jesus gets all the glory, all the honor, and all the majesty. We focus our hearts unto one man that pleases the Father. Worship unto you, Lord Jesus. Set them on fire. Set them on fire like never before, Jesus. Set them on fire. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Rashanalalamamande. Set them on fire this morning, Lord God. Shut them on fire. Set them on fire. Set them on fire. Oh, Father. Set them ablaze. Fire. Fire. Fire, Jesus. Fire, Jesus. Fire, Jesus. Fire. Oh, okay. All right. All right. All right. All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right, team. Worship team, take your places. Take your places. From that place, from this place right now, on the stage, take your places. And I want you to worship God. Forget about us. Give it all to Jesus. Let the worship team worship now. Worship team, take the stage. Hallelujah. Take the stage. Show us how it's done. Give it up to Jesus, everything that's in you. Bless his holy name. Every single bit of fire and energy and life inside of you, let it up to Jesus. Yeah, 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 yeah. Do me a favor, play in D. Hey, la babasa. Everyone else, everybody here, you are at the tabernacle of David. And you are giving everything inside of you, everything that's inside of you, up to Jesus right now. Give it up to Him. I move out of your way, Lord Jesus. I digress. Take the stage, Jesus. Take the stage, Jesus. You are the center of attention. The center of focus. Everything is yours. Oh. Yes, yes, yes. It's yours, Lord. It's yours, Lord. It's yours. Everything in you, it's yours. Let me hear those warrior drums. Let's hear those warrior drums. Yeah, let the Spirit move you. Yes, 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 yes. Kayla, take it away. It's on you, Kayla. Holy Ghost, rise. Yes. Oh, to Jesus, to Jesus. Let us hear what Jesus hears in your prayer closet. Let us hear it. Come on, give him all you got. Yes. Everything is yours, Jesus. Everything is yours, Lord. Everything is yours, Jesus. Everything is Jesus. Everything is yours, Lord Jesus. Yes, yes. I want to hear some drums. Don't be afraid. Just let it go. Just flow. Take it away, drummer. Let's hear it. Let's hear it. Yeah, just, Father, just let that anointing fall upon the sound right now. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Give him one.
We honor you, God. We worship you, Lord. We honor you, God. Worthy Lord. Worthy Lord.
so good, Jesus. We are going to allow the Spirit to have His way with hearts in this place. Holy Spirit, this is your floor right now. Some people have to leave. Some people must stay. Your vessels are here and available. Bring your fire this morning. Oh. All eyes and hearts focused on you, Lord. We invite everybody to come to the altar right now. Anyone who needs prayer, anyone who needs fire, anyone who needs oil. Make sure you take the Holy Ghost.
Be glorified, God.
Oh, I saw the Lord seated on the throne, high and lifted up. I saw the Lord seated on the throne, high and lifted up, and the train of His robe filled the temple. Can you see it? Can you feel the swish of the robe? The train of His robe filling the temple. Can you smell it? Can you hear it? Is your spirit alive in it? Because the fragrance of the worship and the fragrance invited Him in, and the train of His robe is filling this temple.
Fall on us, oh, we want the real thing, God.
in prayer as we come to you, God. Oh, there's freedom in worship. There's freedom in prayer as we come to you, Lord. Freedom in worship. Freedom in prayer, God, as we come to you, Lord. Fill us, God. God, let it overflow, let it overflow, the oil, God, let it overflow, God, let the river overflow.
All about you. let the world see you, God. Open their eyes, draw them near, Lord. Draw them near, draw them near, draw them near, draw them near, Lord. It's all about you, God.
For he has done.
For he has done.
incense rise up. It's not the incense that pleases, it's the smell. Your heart has the smell. And when those incense rise up, there's a sweet smelling aroma to the Father and to Jesus who sits in the midst of the throne of the Father. Your heart is what he smells, not the sound. Not the sound, but what the sound carries your heart and your love. One last. Yeah, play that on the piano. Yeah. Let your heart fill the smoke. Let your heart be the smell that he smells. One more time. Oh.
Let it rise to you. Oh, let it rise to you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you, God. You are worthy of praise. Teach us how to worship, how to walk with you, God, each day. Use us for your glory, God. Use us for your glory. Let your kingdom come in our lives, God. In our homes, God, at work, each and every day, Lord. Let us be a light, Lord. Let us preach the gospel, Lord God. Let us see your kingdom come. We pray in Jesus' name. And everyone says, Amen.